Hi guys, welcome to episode 3 of the AuraCast. I'm Dragonbees. That's not Cinder, that's Toma.
Hello.
Because Cinder's already been fired and we don't need him anymore. No, he's got...
Oh, oof.
He may not even be here and I'm already giving him shit. No, he's got some prior engagements, so I thought by popular demand, I don't know who demanded it, but Toma is back as my co-host.
Or more of that, I asked you.
Yeah, he's like, yep, up, and like, sure, why not? So, yeah. All right, let's play the intro, and then we'll introduce our very special guest.
You know you went to
the bridge, right? Yes, I did. Because there's a reason for that. And everyone can still hear us, which is fine. Because, you know I'm a wreck anyway. When I swapped the captures over, I realized I hadn't... So we're starting off with Bees having tech problems on the podcast again, so here we go. Is that on the two-screen version...
It would have been just you and Charming, wouldn't
it? It was going to be me and Charming because you and Cinder's things had flipped because you were in the call for... Yeah, so like you were in a different position in the call thing. Yep.
Thanks, Zoom.
Zoom. Thank you. So, anyway... Let's get straight into everything that's going on. We have one of our amazing Aura Guardians, our community manager, Charming Bowtie, who firstly, I have to say, I am impressed, is wearing a bow tie. This makes me happy. So
I'm wearing a bow tie on a Saturday.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, too.
There's no command for casual in this podcast. You can't get out of it. There is no
escape.
You
gotta dress up.
So yeah, all right, let's go straight into it. Tell us about yourself, Charming, and Chidu, and yeah.
I didn't know there was gonna be a pop quiz, Bees.
Pop quiz. Who are you?
Did the same thing to me, so don't
what
worry.
Are you doing here?
Who are you? What are you doing? What is that?
Hi everybody, community manager for the Aura Guardian stream team. I play video games, I'm on the team. Yeah,
they're pretty much prerequisites
pretty much
for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
I check the boxes.
We just spun a wheel. Well, yeah, he'll do. No,
got that dart.
Right in the bow tie. No.
Exactly.
So Charming was on the Aura Guardians while I was not on the Aura Guardians, if that makes sense. I've been on the team and then disappeared for a bit and come back. So Charming was helping with the operations then, and I got to know Charming quite well, and I thought, well, you know.
You're making it sound like a Titanic love story.
Oh, DMCA. So yeah, no, I said, you know, to keep Charming on, and he's done an amazing job as community manager, and you know, and it's like any of these roles on the team, like the sort of leadership roles, they come with challenges, and it also comes with a bit of a learning curve. You know, we're all learning as we go along, you know, so What do we want to start with? Let's just talk about what's happening in the community at the moment. We are looking at some activities this month. We are meant to be organizing a movie night, which is happening. We have taken some ideas from people. I have to say the list is a vast, different variety of movies.
It's quite the range of options.
I was going to say, It was very... There was a few on there I'm like, I wouldn't have expected anyone to request this, but here we are.
Ta-da!
So that's something that I'm sure Charming will probably spearhead or work on at some stage during July, hopefully, if we get time. But Charming's sort of like... As much as we've all got our individual roles, we're all sort of like... We all sort of work on everything. We sort of head up different parts of the team, obviously, but you know, before we had a content creation manager and a social media manager, Charming and I were like running around doing everything, and you know, DMs and trying to work stuff out and that. So it's been kind of refreshing to have a bit of diversity and have a few people doing a few different jobs.
and relaxation and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was at one stage there, especially in the initial time when I first took over the team. Like, it was like hitting a massive reset button in a lot of ways. And so, like, everything went, we went through everything. Like, I was, like, talking to Charming about what had been happening and what was sort of in the works. Had there been any plans? You know, had he had any ideas? You know, to give credit where credit is due, the website was one of Charming's things that he had in the back of his mind. So we went, you know what, let's just go with that. And I threw it at Toma.
like you do everything?
Look, I couldn't even...
I'm the ideas, Toma's the action.
I was going to say, I literally couldn't put the... I couldn't add a page the other day, remember? And I'm like, I've done something, and here. But just make it work. Go.
Make it pretty.
Does Toma have snacks today?
No.
No? Did you have snacks? No. Did you have snacks last week?
Yes, I had Oreos, remember?
Oh, you did have Oreos. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I had my birthday cake Oreos.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about Oreos last week. So yeah, I'm super prepared for today, as always. So the other thing we're also going to be doing this month is opening, the Minecraft server for the community. I have been working on that. It's looking like the vote is very much in favor of vanilla, like standard Minecraft, which is not necessarily a bad thing because it's more approachable for some people. So we're going to be looking at doing that. And anything we open like that, like community servers and that, it's also to encourage perhaps interactivity between each other and maybe even like stream together this kind of stuff and that. It's a tool that could be used for that, especially if you like playing Minecraft. I will be playing in that server quite a bit. So, you know, there's that. I guess, yeah. What do you see as community manager? What's the most important? I'm really pushing. Charming's like, oh god, what's he gonna ask next? what do you see as, it's like a job interview, the most important things that you want from the community in general? As in, like, we plug the whole AG fam thing, but you know, as the community manager, obviously you would be looking at how that dynamic works and how much we can improve that dynamic. So, like, what do you want to see, either where it's prospective team members or, you know, people even just in the community who are either streamers themselves or, you know, just general people? General people.
There's two categories of people in the world. Streamers. There's general people.
General people.
All right. I've lost my train of thought now.
We can make a giant Venn diagram. Content creators, general people. In the center, here's where we're similar. This is what we're looking for.
You fit in the middle there, you're all right. But yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
I actually have now forgotten what you were saying because of this whole streamers and general people situation.
The community in general, like, obviously being the community manager, you're looking at how they interact and what we can do to make it more active and ideas and things. Is there anything that you encourage the community to do, you know, obviously, and to be involved and you know, whether it's talking to us or talking to the other people in the community, like, what do you see as the important stuff of being a part of AG?
So it really is the AG fam thing.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of getting along with each other, interacting with each other. Don't be afraid, just because, like, if you're just a member of, like, or if you consider yourself just a member of the community versus not on the team, like, that's not terribly relevant. Like, you can still talk to anybody on the team as if you're friends, because we're just all friends. If you want to stream with somebody or even just play a game with anybody, just say, hey, do you want to play a game sometime? Or, hey, I have this game I just got, have you played it before? Do you want to maybe play it with me sometime? Like, don't be intimidated by anybody within the community, because we're all in it together.
Or if you want to learn a game, you can ask somebody that's got experience in a game, whether they're part of the community or not. You can come in and just be like, I need help with this game. Would anybody like to, like, you know, help me with it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly. As much as, you know, there's the stream team and then there's the people who aren't on the stream team. It's not, there shouldn't be a divide there. What we were saying about this last week is that as much as, you know, I'm the owner and you guys are on the management team and et cetera, I don't look at myself or look at you guys as being above anyone in the community. It's just it's a role, it's a leadership role, but it's doesn't make you any more than what anyone else is in the community from that perspective.
We just have the fancy border around our name. We're not anything, like, we're still a bunch of guys that are just doing our things. We're not guys and gals. But we just have the fancy little border around our name tag. That's it. We're still the exact same people as you. You can come talk to us. We don't. We're not up here.
If anything, I think the only difference between the stream team and anyone, like, and just the general people. you know what I mean? Is that I probably treat the stream team more brutally than I do the general. I joke around, like, and that's the thing, is that I treat the people on the stream team and the people in the community like I would anybody else, you know. I've got to represent the AG brand and everything else, but if it's not true to who we are as people, then it's not good for you in the long term. And you know, and that's the way I reflect in myself a lot of what I say about AG. It's not just a gimmick. It's not just something that we've come up with out of thin air. It's something that we actually want to use as a driving force for this team and this community. We are fun-loving people. We do like to play games. We do like to interact with others, you know? And that comes with being a streamer if you stream. But even if you don't, there's plenty of people in the community who just want to sit down and go, you know what, I don't want to play Minecraft today. Is anyone around? You know, I'll be in the community server. Come and hang out and we can talk. Or if you're in the text chat and that, it's fine. You know, whatever. It's about having that. We're facilitating a space for people to be able to interact, is the way I look at it.
Yep.
I said a big word then, facilitating.
Yes, you did.
I'm proud. I said then afterwards I'm like, ooh, I sound far too businesslike.
I'm proud. But I do have some sad news on today's podcast. We are going to have to fold the Valorant team.
Ah.
Because, like, half of the team kind of just...
Yeah, and that happens. I mean, you know, without getting into the nitty-gritty of things, things change and people leave for various different reasons. And the team has experienced that in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, you move on. And, you know, there's still plenty of people who want to be involved. Max wants to see your tattoo. and that's the thing, is that we're such a diverse group. We're not a lot of teams have a focus, you know, and they're a specific genre of games generally. What I find with AG is that I want to be the opposite to that, in that I want to have diversity. You know, on our team, we've got people who play games like, you know, Pokemon and Nintendo. You've got people who play shooters. We've got people who are artists, you know. So there's such a diverse range of people, and that's what I want. And that's one thing that very early on, when Charming and I were talking, agreed upon, was we want to have variety on the team. We want to have people from all different walks of life on the team. We want to create a diverse team of people with interesting content. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily, even content-wise, like some of us are more comedic in what they do with their streams. Some of us are serious game players and very talented at the games that they play. And, you know, and that's perfectly fine. I mean, my style is very, I'm a derp and I accept the fact that I'm an idiot, you know? So, and if I don't say it, my chat usually points it out. So they do. My chat loves me. So yeah, it's one of those things that we're constantly wanting to work on and build upon. And you know, like I said, you don't have to be, especially when it came to the AGRC, we were talking about that last week. You know, we asked, what kind of personality are you? Was one of the sort of questions that was raised. And what we mean by that is, some of us, as I said, we're comedic in our approach. Some of us are like more serious. Some of us are team players. Yep. Some of us like playing solo games, you know. So there's a whole variety of people. And that's what we want at the end of the day. So, you know, that's always been a bit of a focus. So I've got a nickname of Derpanite. thank you.
But speaking of AG teams, hopefully soon, using the powers of Charming and Silent combined, we are hoping to spearhead the Destiny 2 team forward.
I won't be applying for that because I suck.
Well, you're not going to have to play Crucible. It's going to be things like raids. It's going to be things where you can everybody can join in. There's going to be, of course, the Crucible side, and then there's going to be, you know, the PvE side. So people that are more talented at PvE, they can help people raid, they can Sherpa people through, break the game 90% of the time because Bungie needs to fix some things. Just casually throwing shade over here at Bungie, please fix things. And then there's going to be people that are talented at Crucible that, you know, they want to help people improve at Crucible, such as people that want to get things like Luna's Howl, not Forgotten's a little bit out of reach sometimes, Redrix's Broadsword, things like that. You know, you can help people with that.
Yeah. Destiny, I can't tell you. It is a big game. they are actually hoping to improve that with when they do the update and vaulting stuff, because at the moment,
it's a big game. Let me tell you about Call of Duty over here at 225 gigabytes.
Because as it stands, I think Destiny's what, 120 gigabytes as it stands or something like that. It's quite big. But Toma's right. There are games that are way bigger.
Let me introduce you to Modern Warfare, 225 gigabytes. And growing, because they don't take things out of the game.
And that's what I'm actually, as much as I like the term that Bungie, we're going on to video games now. I like the term that Bungie.
It was a smooth transition.
Yeah, exactly. Smooth segue. vaulted as opposed to just getting rid of.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something they've made it clear that they probably will come back to some of those locations, but in progressing the story and bringing more content in, they would rather vault it so that people have access to the game at a reasonable size. And that's smart.
Yeah, they can go like, oh, today we want to bring back Vault of Glass. Yoink, Vault of Glass is back. Or, oh, Vault of Glass has been here for 2 weeks. Push it away. Oh, I want Crota's End, which is a strike. There we go. You got Crota's End sitting in front of you. You can go kill Crota again. And all the loot from Crota is there.
Yeah.
It's a really unique approach, and it really tames down the size of the game, because Titanfall was the one that started the whole really big sizes for games, because what it is they're trying to uncompress every single thing so your computer works less hard to, you know, pull. I need gunfire sound and wizard screaming sound. I can pull both of them out without having to decrypt anything, thus improving the frame rate on lower end machines. It allows the game to optimize itself really, really well, as it's working less hard on your computer to pull certain sounds, certain effects in, because they're all uncompressed inside of the game data.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of us play Destiny. I've actually gotten back into Destiny since the last season dropped. So if you are wanting to, you can always approach me to play Destiny. I'm not great at it. I'm not.
Please play Destiny with me.
And we have people on PC and PlayStation that play Destiny.
Yeah,
and probably Xbox.
I can flop over to Xbox whenever, but I just gotta buy Xbox Live again.
Yeah, and I mean, that's another good thing, is that the cross save ability does help with that. You know, it's only just recently I've been able to play with one of my friends because they went from Xbox to PC and were able to get all the expansion, everything really cheap. So they've got now the ability to play it on both. So that's always handy. But yeah, so there's that. You know, Pokemon, when that comes and goes, there's people who play Pokemon as well. So, you know, there's always people looking to trade and raid and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, and that's what we like about the team, is that there's a variety of us in the community. There's a variety of us who play so many different games and on different platforms as well, which is also good.
I have one question. Has crossplay launched for Apex yet? Because they're supposed to be launching crossplay.
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, once crossplay launches, we can get an Apex Legends team going, because then we got everybody able to play together, no matter what system you play on.
Yeah. And there's a lot of games that are slowly now starting to introduce crossplay. So hopefully...
Rocket League?
Yeah. I was just going to say, that was the one I was trying to think of. There's a few, and that's good. Yeah. It makes it easier for us as well as a team to come up with more games that we can encourage people to play together, because there's not the limitations of platforms. So. And what snacks are you stealing in the background?
Wild Danny appears.
He's got snacks.
I wish I had snacks.
I don't know what snacks they are, but... Today.
I should probably go get snacks today.
They're what?
They're what?
You what now?
You sounded... You went very British there. They're what?
You what now? Oh, God. So what kind of games do you play, Charming? Other than Destiny, obviously.
So I play... a lot of Apex with Silent Dave. Lately, I've been playing through the Uncharted series for the first time. I'm on the fourth game.
I haven't completed the first.
Really? Oops.
Yeah, I started it, and then I was streaming it, and then I was just like, yeah, they're not my style of games as much. I'm not too much into the cinematic third person style of game.
Gotcha. The story's really amazing, just like for all of them.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard the Uncharted, like the way that they flow together is really good.
Yeah, and then you might have broken Silent's heart just now, Toma, because I know that Uncharted's her favorite series.
I'm not going to deny they're not good games. They are fantastic.
If I get a resignation letter, I'm blaming you. Can't be on the team who doesn't like it.
They are fantastic games, but they're just like I said, they're not my style. I'm a first person shooter person. I'm about having, you know, control in terms of action, and like I can pinpoint whatever enemies I want to shoot at, and I can see very limited. I'm not a third person person, except for Mass Effect. Mass Effect's about the only games that I've played all the way through that are third person, but that's more of an RPG style.
It's so strange, you know, people ask me what games I play, and that, you know, I play a weird selection of games, but I have a couple of focuses and genres, and that's like survival games. I play a lot of Minecraft.
You're kind of like the Powerpuff Girls. we got a little bit of first person shooter over here, a little bit of single player, a little bit of multiplayer survival.
I don't play a lot of shooters, but I love Destiny. You know, like, it's so... I don't know why that's the case.
Destiny's approachable. That's one of the reasons why. It's an approachable franchise. It's, you know, it's not super hardcore. It's not, you know, you gotta be the best at PvP, or you gotta be the best at something. It's very approachable. It's like, if you want to just chill out, go do strikes.
I typically don't like RPGs or that kind of genre of things. But I
go get frustrated at Gambit.
But I Gambit's the only thing I very rarely go and play. Gambit just does my head in. Gambit's there's just too much going on in Gambit that I'm just like, I just don't like it. It's like, just go away. If I'm gonna play PvP, it's shoot one or shoot the other, or control one zone or control the other, not throw things in here, portals opening there, things flinging out of over here. No, just stop. The other, like, I don't like a lot of the RPGs in that, or JRPGs, but I absolutely love Persona 4, and I don't know why. And so I've got a weird,
it fits your style. That's the thing. You got to find things within that genre that fit your style.
Yeah.
So Persona 4 fits the way that you like games.
It's yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things that there's very few where I can go, I like a genre in general. You know, Minecraft and 7 Days to Die and that kind of thing, where it's more either survival or, you know, sandboxy stuff or building and that. That stuff, I can play most games and enjoy it. But yeah.
Yeah. Survival games are fun.
Oh, especially with friends.
Well, I'm looking forward to cheap plug for next week. I'm actually playing a new game next week, and I've been wanting to play it for a long time, and I haven't found anyone who's willing to play it with me. So in this case, I just bought the game for someone and now I'm forcing them to play, and that's Cinder. Cinder and I are streaming The Forest together.
The Forest is so good.
I have that game, dude. You could have asked me.
I was going to say, who's to play The Forest with me? And then Cinder's like, we should stream together. I'm like, we're going to play The Forest together. He's like, I don't own that.
I just thought of a great idea that's really cheap for Halloween, for Aura Guardians event. Modded Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, God. So we're playing The Forest next week. And I like those kind of games. You know, I guess it's that combination of the construction side and then the horror side. I don't do horrors in, like, I get scared of horror games, but I know my community like me playing the horror games because they like to scare the shit out of me. So it's like, you know, although I don't...
Twitch chat loves to scare people.
Oh, God, absolutely.
Like, watching people be scared.
I love the fact that when we had the ability to do the theme swap week, I love the fact that Silent got mine because I picked horror.
What? I feel bad for Mark because he pulled Soulsborne for me.
Oh, really? That's right.
Yeah, he pulled Soulsborne games for me. Everybody was like, oh, here's one for you. Play FPS games. Okay, I'll just play Destiny. That's easy.
I was very lucky that I got Detroit, and it's like, I've already started playing a little bit of Detroit with that, and I didn't mind that game as well, but I got oversaturated with that because one of my friends was streaming it all the time, and I was watching their stream, so I was just like, as much as I don't really follow the story, it was like, I've seen so much of it, it just didn't quite have the effect for me. But yeah, no, watching Silent play Emily Wants to Play was the funniest thing ever.
That was wonderful.
I didn't get to watch it live, so I watched the VOD back, and I was literally like, oh, Silent, put you through hell and back.
Oh, wait. I didn't get FPSs. Anne got FPSs. I had to play Apex with her. That's right. She got FPS in Battle Royale.
I laughed when she got that, and she's like, I'm going to play that, and Toma's going to help me. I'm like, oh, my God. They're the kinds of things I really enjoyed from that, was seeing the team swap genres they may not necessarily play very often, or definitely don't stream it. It was refreshing to see just people in their comfort zone as such, but doing something that's a little bit different. It was a lot of fun.
I think I got a little bit easy one though. You guys gave me story in JRPGs.
Yeah.
So I was like, I could just play Final Fantasy 14, or I could play Final Fantasy 7.
Oh yeah, I did. When I played Detroit, I played it with Danny because previously we played it all together anyway. So I was like, I'll continue that trend. he killed Marcus. So it was like, oops. No, not Marcus. He killed Connor, didn't he?
Yeah, Max said Connor.
He recorded.
Oh, Connor. Yeah, he killed Connor. Yeah, yeah. So he killed Connor. So it's like, oh, God. So it was in it. He tries to blame the controller, but it wasn't the controller. It was the game. It was fine. See, there he goes. I'm playing the controller. So, yeah. So I guess, you know, it's one of those things that we said even last week, is that games, you know, the gaming side of things with the team, and that is, if you're going to stream in that, try to stream things that you enjoy. Going out of your comfort zone is not so bad sometimes. I don't mind that, depending on the game. There's occasions where I'll go, you know what? Someone said about playing this game. I'll give it a go once on stream. If I like it and everyone likes it, we'll continue streaming. If not, you know, what have I lost? You know, people sometimes enjoy something different. Anything you want to add, either of yous?
Well, in terms of content creation, considering that you kind of talked about it, one of the things, the reason why we did the whole video idea for the Aura Guardians was to try to push, you know, a little bit of a, see where, you know, people will sit with it. Because in terms of content creation, one of the best ways to grow, and I'm going to say this, is to branch out your content. Just sitting on Twitch, constantly streaming, you can grow organically that way. But if you really want to try to, you know, push for this to maybe turn into a career, or, you know, maybe lengthen your hobby or have a second income through it, through your that plus your job, is to expand the amount of areas that you're going to create content for. So things like YouTube, being able to make a video on YouTube, you don't have to make it consistently, like maybe like once a month or something like that, just a random day. You say, I want to make a YouTube video. You make a YouTube video, you edit it together, you throw it up on YouTube, and it's good to go. Or you make your highlights or something like that. Having an extra way of creating content and luring people in through your personality to your channel is fantastic. It's a great way of having it done. So that way you have, like, you know, the multiple different ways of engaging people somehow.
I've just recently, and I'm talking about the last week, I've been using Twitter videos, just short Twitter videos.
Yep. Even just a small clip.
It was just like, you know, I was walking the dog and it was after my stream. So I did like a minute clip of, you know, thanks for coming to the stream. This is what I'm going to be doing later in the week. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's that connectivity after the streams. So it's not just you're in front of the camera all the time on the stream itself. I agree with you. I mean, the other opportunity is, especially with the team dynamic, is things like the AuraCast, is that we're not on our own channels. We're doing something a little bit different. We're, you know, getting a chance to interact with people that may not know who we are, you know, as individuals. And
sub to these two with Twitch Prime.
I must say, you'll get really nice emotes from Charming. You get the little auto emotes, and they're adorable.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And so, yeah, I guess that's if you're going to try to build upon content creation, I do agree with Toma. It can be a bit daunting thinking of multi-platform, trying to do different things. But I guess it's the way I'm approaching it at the moment. And you should always go into anything with mindset, and not just streaming, in life. I'm going to give you a life advice here. Isn't this wonderful?
Ah, oh, dad bees.
Is that anything you approach in life, take one step at a time. You know, don't go suddenly, all right, I'm going to go from just streaming on Twitch to going to make YouTube video every day, and I'm going to tweet like a crazy person, and going to slam Instagram with lots of photos of everything that's been going on in my life. Take one thing that you don't normally do and work on that. Build it. Then if
don't be a titan, don't run head first and try to punch everything,
because it's just not going to work. And, you know, we're talking a big thing that's a discussion at the moment across Twitter is mental health. And, you know, there comes a time when you've got to make sure that you're finding a balance between content creation and, putting it bluntly, reality. You do need that time away from the camera. You do need that time for yourself. You do need to make sure that you're not oversaturating your life with living in front of a camera. It is unhealthy. And the other thing is, you know, you will face trolls. I've had my fair share of that. And you try to develop a thick skin, but we're human at the end of the day, and the words hurt. So the most important thing is that you find a balance between, if you want to build your streaming, that 100% support that, and that's fine. But find a balance and don't burn yourself out, because burnout is real.
Yep.
And it is something that happens. So
also, burnout in terms of games needs to come back.
Yes.
Sato. But yes, do find that nice balance in your life. Find a way of, like, maybe 2 to 3 hours I'll sit there in front of a camera and stream. And then next day, take a break, have a good time, play a game for yourself. That way you're not burning yourself out sitting there going, I am robot, must stream. Hello chat, pogs in chat, please.
Wait, that's not what I should be doing? Oh, shit.
I failed.
Damn.
But you gotta think about yourself. Mental health is one of the things that often goes overshadowed. You think people think that, yeah, streamers have it easy, you know. We get to sit here in front of a camera, talk to you guys, and, you know, play games. But at the same time, we have a lot of things running in the background of our brain. We're sitting there going, is the game I'm going to play going to perform well today? Are people going to like what I'm wearing today? Do I look good on camera today? Do I look like this? Is this going on? And then you have that one person that comes in and, you know, they may go into your chat and be like, you know, this sucks. You suck. Everything about you sucks. Your stream sucks. And that puts an extra weight on top of you. And it feels like everything is going to burden you and push you down. But in reality, sometimes you just need to just go, you know what? I'm going to just shift that over here and just focus on myself for the day. You know, go order that Wendy's you wanted for that entire week. You know, treat yourself and make sure that you are ready the next time you come back to the stream.
Yeah.
Because mental health is one of the most things that goes completely overshadowed. And is one of the things that hurts the most is having those little tiny thoughts in your brain, those little tiny negative thoughts that slowly, you know, they finally just go poof and they explode and they overshadow everything else that's going on, whether it's positive. You could be like, I'm happy today, but one negative thing happens and all of a sudden,
oh, absolutely,
that light is gone.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, how have you been in that situation, Charming, with trolls and that in your chat at all? Have you had to face anything pretty? I mean I've trolls, but not too bad, I have to say. I've seen a lot worse done to other people, obviously, but it does happen. And how do you deal with that when it comes up?
I have not had much trollage in my chat.
Is that a word? Trollage.
It is now. If not,
Google it. Trollage. We're adding it to dictionary.com.
But I did one time have a, I don't know how it happened, but like an influx suddenly of like trolls hitting my Discord while I was streaming. And luckily I have amazing mods and they took care of it before I even knew it was a thing. They were like, hey, just so you know, we're handling this, but it's happening. But oh, I was like in the middle of streaming and it just like hit my Discord and
yeah,
it's a word.
They were just like bam bam bam, bam.
That is on a dictionary doc, on the actual Urban Dictionary, it is a word.
What does it mean?
It is a synonym for trolling.
Oh wow, trollage. I'm impressed.
But, you know, I'm up with the lingo and everything that the kids these days are using.
But now we've turned the Auracast into the Boomercast.
Hello, my fellow youths.
Hello, my fellow children.
That's just funny. But no, and that's, you know, I've had some trolls, but for the most part it's been fine. Occasionally I had one the other day, and they came into the chat and it wasn't anything like, it wasn't explicit, but they were hinting at things. And the one thing, they came into the chat and they literally went, I was streaming Gmod with my usual group of friends. They come in and go, question, meatloaf uncut or cut? And I knew straight away what they were getting at, but yeah. I didn't answer the question in the way they wanted it to. We went down the thing of like playing the what do you want to know that question for, like, and they go, the best answer I've ever seen ever from them was going, it's for my uni assignment, well, like my university assignment. I'm like, okay.
Why are you on Twitch asking that?
And I legit went, what kind of fucked up university are you studying cut and uncut meatloaf? They disappeared in that.
Did they answer you though? I need to make notes.
So. This just takes some notes. But it was such a weird and so the you know I get and we get the name trolls a lot, you know, where they try to get you to say something, and some of them of them are really awful, and then like some of them are comedic, and I give credit to some of the really comedic ones that aren't like
horrible. The Kahoot names.
Yeah, like you say something and then you're like, oh, and you know, but it's nothing, you know, bad. But yeah, and I guess, you know, trolls are something you're gonna face, and I thought it was on my plan of things to bring up was about, you know, the mental health situation and making sure that you take that time, and if you do need help, you know, that you get help, which is also important. If you're struggling, and not even just for streaming, once again, a lot of what we say on these things is not just a streaming based thing, it's life stuff, you know. I suffer with depression and anxiety. And, you know, I've just recently been back to my doctor because some aspects of my life are challenging. No, it's not Danny. I love him dearly.
Surprisingly.
And so, you know, it's something that you do have to do. And admitting that there's problems is hard, and I completely understand that. But, you know, if you ever feel like you just want to talk to somebody like that, I'm sure there's somebody even within the AG community who would quite happily just sit there and chat. You know, we all go through even if you don't suffer with depression as such, everyone has their rough days, everyone has their bad days. You're human. If you've not had a bad day in your life, I would like to know more. Please let us know.
Beep boop positivity bot 3000.
So, you know, that's always a challenge. But yeah. Don't burn yourself out. And this is, and as much as a number of you are trying to, for the lack of a better term, grind to be on the team, don't burn yourself out. You know, we aren't going to sit there and go, oh God, they didn't stream one day. That's a black mark against their name. You know,
banish them.
Just fold up your application and throw it into a, you know, with a little hoop thing, basketball. But you know, and so finding a balance is very important. And even on the team, you know, I've said it a few times in our team chat, if you need to take some time to breathe, just let us know and do your thing, you know.
Yep.
It's your health and your safety and is more important than pressing live
a number,
you know. So So what we can go on to now, if you want to, is there anything that has happened in the last or since the last podcast in the video game world that you'd like to talk about?
Not really.
It has been a somewhat quiet week in the gaming.
I mean, sphere. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles comes out next month, the remastered of that.
Oh yeah.
So that's going to be a fun one. That's got multiplayer online, up to, I think, 4 people.
I'm trying to think. Is anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
There's really not been a lot of news this week.
No, there hasn't been a lot of gaming news, considering the fact that it's kind of a dead month. Normally summer's really dead. You normally get your gaming news towards, you know, September, November, December. They haven't even leaked the new Call of Duty yet, whatever's going to come out this year.
In saying that, I mean, this time of the year is usually E3.
Coronavirus.
No, I know.
Do E3.
But like, I'm literally Googling now just to see if there's anything exciting.
Oh, we did have in Animal Crossing the update for swimming.
We did.
So you can go swimming and diving now.
I did that.
I forgot what my island is.
I played that yesterday on stream. Was it yesterday? No, not yesterday. Yes, it was yesterday. Yesterday was Friday. And I like it. It's good. You know, that's the conversation I was going to have. A friend of mine put out a tweet. And it was retweeting a thing about a poll for Game of the Year thus far. And they were absolutely just livid with the fact that Animal Crossing was on it. Now, their thought process behind it was, it's a hollow game and it has no meaning, basically, was the thought process behind it. Now, I'm not surprised it was on this list. And yes, whilst it's not story-based or it's, you know, it's not the most beautifully graphically whatever, it's had such an impact and had such a broad focus of...
And anybody can play it.
It's so approachable. It's not just a kid's game. It's not just for adults. It's so broad. And it's been, as far as I'm concerned, it's been executed quite well.
Quarantine has, like, if it wasn't for quarantine, I don't think Animal Crossing would have blown up as much, but it's very flexible of a game. Like, people are using it for graduation ceremonies because of quarantine. They weren't able to actually have graduation ceremonies and memorial ceremonies for family members or friends who have passed because they can't have a funeral or go to services because of that. So it's just the game itself might not have like a lot of story or have a lot to it, but it's brought so many people together during this time where we're all isolated. So people are able to still interact with each other and spend time together.
It's got a draw to it.
Yeah. It's one of those games I've streamed it multiple times with a friend, and it's a game where I can play it for 2 hours and achieve absolutely nothing and I don't feel bad for it. You know, like it's just, you know, we'll go to their island and we'll go to their island and oh, look at that little house that they've built and, you know, this garden. It's such a nice chill game. And as you said, Charming, I don't know how much of an effect it would have had if we weren't in lockdown and quarantine and all that stuff, but it has been such a uniting force for something that is so simple. Like, if you look at the sales figures for previous Animal Crossing games and look at what has happened with New Horizons, it's like this resurgence in that game because none of the other titles have even remotely sold like what this has. And for the most part, the core aspects of the games are virtually the same. You know, they change things up, but the idea of Animal Crossing is very similar. And it's like, so yeah, it came at a right time for Nintendo. You know, it's one of the few positives that have come out of the lockdown situation is that it was something that people went, you know what, as shitty as the world is at the moment, I'm going to go play Animal Crossing, and it makes me happy.
Not to mention, it also released in a perfect contrast with another game. So you have the super sweet, simple, relaxing time that is, you know, Animal Crossing that you can just pick up and play, put down. And then you have something hardcore on the other side with Doom Eternal, which launched exactly at the perfect time with each other. They launched perfectly, like, in line with each other. So you have this chill, relaxing game that you can go, you know, play whenever you want. That, you know, you can get together with your friends, and then you have, you know, a more hardcore single player murder simulator over here.
I mean, I guess the thing with Animal Crossing as well is, you know, some of us can sit for hours and play the same game over and over again, and some people can't. And the good thing about Animal Crossing is that you can play it for an hour or two and then put it down.
Yeah, it's a pick up and play game.
And you don't also feel bad. I mean, although I have to say, I would normally say this, but I haven't played Animal Crossing for about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. And my village, my villagers called me out on it. I went up to walk. I walked up to one of them and went, "Hello," and they're like, "Oh, we haven't seen you for a month. It's nice to see you again." I'm like, "Seriously?"
Oh, I wonder what mine would say because I haven't played it for like 3 or 4 months.
It's like majorly called out. I'm like, "Well then, now I just feel guilty."
Even you said you can play it for like 1 to 2 hours and put it. I sometimes on days that I'm busy, I'll play it for like 10, 15 minutes just to do like my daily, like pick up my fossils, do my money tree, like that thing. And then I'll be done. Like just as like a kind of a decompress little bit of time from the day, just hop on there, do that.
The irony of that is that like everyone's like, oh, you go. You get a list.
I'm gonna go do my chores on this game, and then
you won't do your chores in real life. But you go, I'll better go and pull the weeds in Animal Crossing. Otherwise, the villagers.
Your yard's got like 15 foot freaking thistles in the back.
You go out, you're like you're out in your backyard with a machete. Like...
And like in Animal Crossing, you're just like, well, I gotta go pull the weeds now.
That's one of the first things I noticed when I jumped back in. I said to my friend Larissa, I'm like, there's weeds everywhere. So I'm there like pulling weeds. I'm like, I wouldn't do this in my own garden. Why am I doing? I'm excited. I'm like, oh.
The trick is for the weeds though, don't let them grow. Just plant flowers everywhere, and then the weeds have nowhere they can grow.
I would love one thing. People found a shortcut because some people don't. I don't care with the fossil thing appearing in random spots. But some people hate that. So they made like an exact duplicate of the grass to put it over the top of the grass because nothing could grow on like painted surfaces. So their grass always looks pristine. It's like they've rolled out artificial lawn. Stopped anything from...
We got AstroTurf.
Exactly. It's like AstroTurf.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, wow, that's clever that someone sat down and went, oh, I'm so goddamn sick of these weeds and and these fossil holes, so I'm gonna solve this problem.
That actually is a great idea.
Oh, no, he's going to ask
you. You don't have to randomly run around your island looking for the fossils. You know exactly where they're going to be.
But yeah, no, it's like, it was. It was literally that, and I was like, I didn't give that a thought. But it's like any game. People find these, like, exploits in this. Like, that one was like, wow, people sat down and really given this some thought.
Well, people have been literally... just playing this game for months now because of quarantine. Yeah. So they're gonna find ways to make it easier to do like the tedious stuff within the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Why avoid chores in real life when you can avoid chores in your virtual life?
Exactly.
Like literally you can Google Animal Crossing checklist and it will give you like a list of chores you gotta do every time and you can just do them. It's like no one wants to do this in real life, but they're downloading it off the internet to play Animal Crossing.
Well, in real life you don't make money off of bringing in weed. Look, you just get arrested.
I wish I could plant a bag of money in my ground and it sprout 3 more bags of money. It would be great.
That would be amazing. Awesome.
Plant a $20 bill, just come out.
You got 60.
Oh, $100.
Exactly. It's a funny thing to look like to see.
And speaking of money trees, for those that don't know, there are days on your island where your trees are more fertile, so you can actually get up to, or you can plant the 99k and get 3 times that back if you plant your money trees on the fertile days.
How do you measure the fertility of your
there's so every
you just go up to the dirt. Are you fertile?
Hello.
Charming just walking around. No. Is this patch fertile? Psst. Can I plant things?
So there was a YouTube video that somebody put out. So each island has its own pattern. So you have to find out your island's pattern.
Oh, really?
Which I'm currently in the process of. I've gone all of June. Here's my island pattern.
Oh my god.
And the way you do it is you plant 11k because the max you can get is 10k if it's not fertile or like the triple 10k back. So if you plant 11k, then you can like, if you get the stacks of 11k back, you know that day you're...
I'm absolutely going to put in the description of this episode discussing the science of Animal Crossing with Charming Bowtie.
There's only one meme that's going through my head right now. It's just big. Okay, it's big brain time.
I just want to get out like the whiteboard with all the conspiracy stuff. So, like,
got little. Is my ground fertile? Red lines going everywhere. It's all connected. Blathers.
Blathers.
He's all in the center. You got red lines going everywhere.
So for those that don't do the turnip market, there's another way you can make lots of money in the game.
I stuffed up the last time I bought. I haven't bought turnips for a couple of weeks, but the last time I bought turnips, I forgot about them and they went all rotten. But I
that was my problem.
I spent like 300,000 bells. I'm like, oh god. So I had like $1.5 million worth of rotten turnips. This is so bad. But yeah, no, Animal Crossing's been good, and yeah, it's come at a good time. But like the game of the year conversation, I mean, we're halfway through the year, so it usually comes up around this time when people start going, well, you know, the first half of the year, this is what's come out, blah 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 blah.
Oh wait, there is a game that releases next week or this week, next week technically, isn't it? Doesn't Ghost of Tsushima release?
Yes, it comes out on the 17th. I want to say.
Oh, I gotta go get money.
are you going out in your garden? Look for the glowing spot in the ground. You'll be right.
You're just gonna hear exactly. Me outside. My neighbors are gonna look at me weird as I'm going up to the ground, going, "Are you a reptile?
Tell me your fertility.
I need to find some money. The Nooks are after my blood.
I have $20.
Because
me plus samurai games equals. Yay.
It looks good. I mean, it's not my kind of game, but it looks good. Like, it visually looks
good. Oh, there was a new game that launched this week.
Yes.
Hyperscape. It's a new Battle Royale game.
I can't follow that game because literally there's too much stuff going on screen. My eyes are like
so much going on.
I seen that.
Like,
because it's
oh, there's a jump pad touch.
It's Twitch interactive. Am I correct? Like, it could be.
Yes, it is.
So like Twitch chat. I don't think it's live right now for the interactivity. Okay, but I know for all of the streamers that are playing it, their Twitch chat can vote on what. Thing happens next in the game, so there's like everyone is revealed and anti-gravity and stuff like that.
Really?
And
infinite ammo.
Infinite ammo. So
that
it's a really neat concept, but watching some of the streams, which I got a drop, so if anybody also got a drop, I haven't played it yet because I'm like, I need to play battle royales with people. But just watching the streams of it, it's insane. It's like nonstop shooting, running. Like the respawns in it are really cool. They have like the little respawn points around the map, like a lot of other, well, Apex. Like Apex does. That's the only point of reference I have. And also when you kill somebody, they drop a respawn point where their body was, and you like if you die you become like this ghost, so you can see other people around and like tell your teammates, oh, there's somebody coming up behind you, but nobody else can see you,
right?
So you can like run to a respawn point and be like, okay, there's a respawn point here, and get respawned in. But you can also be kind of like spirit guide for your teammates.
It sounds so complicated.
It is.
Darn, I want
super
to be
fast
like a
ghost.
I want to be a ghost that people could see, so I could sneak up behind them and be like,
So yeah, that's something else that came out.
But my eyes cannot follow Tuesday. What goes on in that game.
Yeah, because
of how much is going on, I'm sitting there going.
actually, another thing that was confirmed, I think, since the last podcast is Crash Bandicoot 4 is actually a thing.
Yep.
I've seen some stuff of that. I like the look of that. I've played every Crash game under the sun. I actually completed it. It's something I take pride in because I don't usually go after platinum trophies. I actually got the platinum trophy in the first Crash Bandicoot on the remaster, which is absolutely brutal. Like it.
Next up,
what
we need to bug bees. Your chat needs to bug you to play Dark Souls and 100% that game.
Ew. No. It's bad enough I got my chat wanting me to play Amnesia. That's a.
No.
That's a thing.
I 100%ed every single Souls game so far. I have the platinum for Demon Souls, I have the platinum for Bloodborne, and I have all the achievements in Dark Souls 1 through 3.
Well, see, the big problem with platinuming the Crash games on the remaster is the landing space, like the boxes and that, are unforgiving.
They're more precise.
So it's like the very last thing I had to do was it was one of the time trials on one of the really hard levels, and it was like a really long level, and so there's no forgiveness there. You've got to start from the start each and every time. I sat there to get that last thing to get the platinum for 13 hours doing the same level over and over and over again because I knew I could do it. I was so close. And it was like 2 a.m. I finally hit it. I wasn't streaming it, which is a shame because I wish I was. So I had that moment. But it was like 2 a.m. I'm randomly there. I'm like eyes practically like, and I'm just there. And I got it. I'm like, oh my God. That and Minecraft are the only two platinums I've got on PlayStation.
I just imagine bees while you're doing that. You're sitting there sounding like a regenerator from Resident Evil 4. Just like.
So yeah, I'm going to quickly do a little library thing for Juju, and then we can continue on for a bit.
Yeah, I need to do the ad read part still. Yeah, I'll be working on that, where I'm going to do like a whole voiceover, like 80s style, like infomercial idea.
Yeah, that would be good. Thank you. Thank you, Silent. There's a link in the chat. So for those of you who don't know, Juju is the energy drink company that Aura Guardians is partnered with. Juju is more than just an energy drink. It's a healthy, high energy and focus formula. It is sugar free and has natural caffeine. I finished it now. I was drinking mine at the start of the podcast. I was having the tropical one, which is really, really nice. It's a nice fruity light flavor to it. So specifically formulated for gamers to increase focus, reaction time, energy, and overall performance, so you can win more games and level up without jitters or crashing. Okay. Disclaimer: I don't win more games because I'm shit at games, but I do find that because I'm not a big energy drink person, and anytime I've had energy drinks, I literally have those crashes and it's awful. I've not experienced that with this at all, and it's been really good. I find that even for work, because I work as a chef, it's been really good, and it's helped me focus a lot more. So Juju was built for gaming, but is ready for everyday life. We found it also works wonders in the classroom, gym, office, or anywhere out in the world. Juju includes a higher dose of B, C, and D vitamins and antioxidants to help boost your immune system. Juju has a deal. If you use the code AGFAM at checkout, you'll get 10% discount, and the team actually gets 10% commission. So it benefits both you guys getting a bit of a saving, and it benefits us as well, so that we can continue to put this money back into the community and the activities we do. So it's a sort of a mutual beneficial arrangement we've got there. Juju have been really good to deal with. They're really easy to deal with. Their customer service is really good. And if you ever have any trouble, you can either contact them directly, or if you contact me, I have the ability to contact them through the partner Discord. So they're very quick on answering questions. They also sell the shakers. They sell merchandise. You can get sample packs of a couple of the flavors. But yeah, I've tried all the flavors. I like them all, some more than others, but that's just personal preference. Blue raspberry is my favorite, but... yeah, so if you are after a great energy drink, check out Juju. Ta-da!
good read. But a lot better than the one that I did.
I was like, you know, the sad thing is that I had the back of my head, like, picturing Achievement Hunter doing the... But then I had in my head as well Jeff when he does readings. So which is just aggressive, angry. I'm like, yeah, I don't go with that approach. So
I was gonna
you should
say,
have just tested out a bunch of different ones while you were reading that one.
Every sentence
gone from really aggressive to yeah.
Drink it. It's really nice.
I was gonna say, what type of, because I'm gonna be doing your voice the read over for advertisement, so you can just switch to like a new scene for it. What type of voice do you want for it?
I like infomercial style, like your typical like. Shopping network.
Yeah,
because I was gonna say if you wanted like a particular voice, I could do it. I was gonna be like,
I could do it at Saint 14.
Oh god.
Guardian, you must drink juju. Use cold AG, fam.
No.
It will help you in trials.
No, I've got a better one.
Saint 14.
No, you got to do it as...
I vote for Saint 14.
No, I vote for Varix. You got
to... You want to drink juju, yes? Psylocke, the Defiled, will bring you juju, yes.
Varix would be an amazing... welcome.
Well, now I'm torn.
Are you torn? Or you just say,
do not dismantle juju. Yes, brings you energy. Fight, win, live.
Oh, God.
A new round.
Juju, welcome you to the prison of elders. Oh, God.
Juju welcomes you. Yes.
So, yeah.
I do it as Shaq. Oh, God. Guardian.
I was about to say.
That sounded like Saint 14 more.
We do need Varix back. He would be one of my favorite NPCs. I just love the way he speaks and what he says, and like, especially when you were standing in the reef and you'd listen to him just randomly say stuff while you're standing next to
him. I think the most infomercial person probably in Destiny 2 would be Zavala.
whether we wanted it or not, we stepped into a contract with Juju. They provide you energy. Guardian, get in my shield.
There is no tenure, only juju.
Oh, God. Oh my God, Tess Everest.
Yeah.
I haven't received the shipment back for we haven't received the shipment from Venture today, but we do have juju. 500 silver.
No word from juju today.
Oh, God. But yeah, no, it's...
Oh, the Drifter would be a fun one.
Juju.
Ding, ding,
juju,
ding,
on ding. The field.
Juju on the field, bring a sword.
My favorite thing, we're back on Destiny again. My favorite thing at the moment is the Umbral Engram decryptive thing with like the Drifter's voice, but it's like pre-recorded stuff. And he goes, if you're hearing this, it means it's working, and if you're not hearing this, well, that kind of, you know, like it's like.
I love the one with the darkness where it's like, the darkness is, bring me some darkness. This little decryptor's hungry.
The Umbral Engram decoder thing is amazing. And here's a demonstration in the background on how you make juju.
Right.
My glamorous assistant.
Juju's out late at night.
What flavor are you having? Green apple? The green apple's nice.
Silence. That it's like when your parents figure out how to record their voice on the answering machine.
Bring out Oryx for it. Oh, God. That would be a funny one. Have Oryx do an ad read.
Oh, God. Do you feed your assistant?
No.
Nah. Occasionally, he just eats the candy that's sitting around the house.
There's no candy in the house.
So. He's like a Hoover. It's like a vacuum cleaner.
Come on. So yeah, that's juju. You good there? That's a real good action to have in the background.
Okay, we'll put up a vote in the AG Discord tonight on who will be doing the voiceover, whether it'll be Saint or Zavala. I can't do Shax because I can't scream for that long.
Is that a shake weight? Or no, it's not shake weight. Those things are weird.
Who else? Or Drifter.
Eris Morn.
I can't. You're trying to tell me to do a female's voice.
Oh my God. She is one of my, her and Varix are probably my two most, like, my favorite NPCs. I don't.
The nightmares have haunted me from the pyramid.
I don't.
But juju helps me.
The juju makes them manageable.
Oh no.
Mayhem.
Pull off freaking Shaxx. Mayhem.
Oh God. But yeah, no, the The Eris I call Ernie. I don't know why, and I don't know where it came from, but it stuck. And so, like, now even some people who I play with, like Paddle and Danny and that, they will call her Ernie now. I don't know where it came from, but she's not Eris anymore. She's Ernie. I don't know why.
Ernie Mern.
Ernie Mern.
Ernie Mern. Ernie Mern.
Sounds like the, what are they, from the Muppets? Oh, no, like the parents from like Peanuts or something, like,
oh, yeah, were they like a trombone talking kind of thing?
Yeah.
So,
Ernie Mern.
Well, I guess this is a good time. We haven't really had a chance to do this, the other podcast, because we've kind of gone really long and then realized that it's probably time to wrap up. Is there any questions from our esteemed audience? And this is your chance. You can ask any of us, all of us, anything you want, providing it's not personal. You know, well, within reason.
Yeah, within
reason. I was going to say.
You redeemed the ask a question, but you didn't ask
a
question.
I was about to say, that just sounds like something Danny would do.
Great question. Next.
Silence speaks volumes. So yeah, is there anything you want to know more about with what we've got coming up? Can Silent do her Emmy's oppression? Emmy's
Eris.
Oh.
You're not Silent, you're not Shax. You can't speak with volume.
Oh, Ernie's. Oh, we spelled Ernie wrong. There's an E on the end. Impression she was
Ernest.
An aura cat.
Ernest.
Aura cat. What is each of your dream goals for AG? Woo! We're getting deep with questions, Riley. All
right. Wow. Right off the bat.
I will be answering each of the questions of Saint 14.
That's secretly Toma's goal. Everything's going to be done as Saint 14.
14. I should just make that part of my stream. Just randomly just have like a thing that's like, I will answer a question of Saint 14.
I can. I'll just give me something to read. All right, we got that for next week if we can, if it does work out, because that's who I'm hoping to be on the podcast next week, is Silent. We'll get her to do it with her Eris Morn impression.
Ah, if we could do four people on stream, we could have Saint 14 and Eris talk about that song she sung.
I'll just occasionally beep boop here and I'll be right. I can't do it.
He's Bastion. He's one of the Red Jacks.
When are you starting to...
Jax would be this...
starting to headbutt other members. God.
Well, it depends. Are they Vex or not?
Oh, God. Who wants to go first to Riley's question? No one.
I was going to say...
The silence is deafening.
You're kind of running the show, so I think...
You want me to go first?
Fearless leadership.
Oh, you're right.
Our esteemed and glorious leader, you need to answer first.
All right, so look, here's the thing. I've been a part of AG on and off for the last 2 years. AG was my first stream team I joined. So there's always been that sentimental side to me with the team. And it's gone through a lot of iterations over the last 2 years. What I want to be able to achieve with AG is what we were talking about earlier in the stream, and that's create a community and an environment that is safe for everyone to enjoy. But I also want to create an opportunity for other streamers. And, you know, I don't look at myself as I was going to say a good streamer. That sounds really bad. I'm a shit streamer, though. I don't look at myself as being someone who knows everything about streaming, because I don't. And I don't think anyone does. And I think that the important thing about streaming is that you are humble, and you know that as you go along, you learn to grow. And that's something that's easier done, in my opinion, with people who are like-minded and want to help each other. And that's... You know, that's thrown around a lot. You'd see a lot of teams and stuff say, you know, we're all going to support each other. Da, da, da. There is that element of support in AG on the team level. You know, we talk not just about our streams. You know, if someone's having a rough day, you want to know if they're all right, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to create that environment. The other thing is I do want AG to grow into not an organization on the level of just to throw a name out of FaZe, for example. I don't want that. I want a group that has the opportunity to provide opportunities to its streamers and its community members, whether it's through sponsorship or giveaways that we can do or activities or events or whatever. And create something that's special for everybody who's involved. It's not about the top, and it's not about the people who have just joined. It's about the big picture as one singular group. It does not make anyone better than each other. We are one group of people working together. That's what I want for AG, and that's what I'm working towards. You know, I have lots of little goals, but my big goal is to make this grow in a way that's organic, not forced, and in a way that is actually going to benefit everyone involved. Now follow that. Charming, you're next.
Dang it. Should have made you go last. my goals for AG are kind of simple. I just want a place where everybody can feel they're part of a community of friends, basically. I just want everybody to want to be part of the AG community because it's a great place to be and there's great people there and they can always find someone to talk to or hang out and game with or like anything. Like that's kind of where I want the AG team to be, is just AG fam pretty much. Like,
yeah,
everyone hanging out, friends, like gaming together, not gaming together, just talking. That's way less
no, I know what you mean,
than what B said, but that's, I mean, it's short and simple for my goals for the team and the community in general.
Time.
Well,
I was so waiting for him to start as Saint Man.
Well, Guardian.
Yeah.
I was so waiting.
Well, Guardian, my entire goal for AG is to kind of, well, I'm actually just going to break character there, but I want to have like this huge community that, you know, it's kind of like we plant the seed and everybody else is like the branches of the tree. You know, everybody's treated equally to each other. There's no person that's like, oh, I'm up here, I'm down here. Like, everybody's, you know, just this giant family of people. We're just working together. We're trying to achieve our goals together as a group. It's not, oh, this person over here is trying to make, trying to get 3 billion followers or something. Everybody better go to him. Instead, it's everybody going like, oh, the team needs, you know, maybe the team needs more followers, so everybody's trying to pull in as many community members as possible. We're trying to create like this giant melting pot of everybody working together and making sure that everybody feels like included, so that way it's not like the stream team gets all the spotlight, but instead it's like, you know, we have the community too, so everybody's working together. We're all one giant cohesive unit.
I think the word that sums up overall is equality. We want a level of equality in the community where everyone is on equal footing. We want to help each other, whether you're a community member or a stream team member, and that you feel that way. You don't feel like you are being overseen by some sort of superior beings or something like that. It's more so, you know, we're running it in the background to ensure that you get the most you can out of it and the most enjoyment and comfort is probably a good way to say. And as you can see, we're all very much on the same page with that. And that's been the case from day one. AG fam is something that we use. It's a bit of a branding thing as well, because it's easily rememberable, that kind of stuff, but it's actually legit what we are aiming for. It's that family atmosphere. We look after each other and make sure that everyone's happy and enjoying themselves, basically.
Oh, Riley, if you want to replace my picture with Saint 14 in the thumbnail, you can. just be like, here's Saint 14.
and Charming whispering to the ground, "Are you fertile?"
Or same 14 doing that. Ground, are you fertile? I need to raise the next level of guardians. They're going to be playing in trials. I need more loot.
So Max has got the next question. Where is it? Could the AG release a public schedule on who's going to be on the AuraCast in the near future? Yes, that will be the plan. We are, I will be looking at who's going to be on the podcast, moving forward from the next one onwards. The next one, hopefully, if I can schedule it properly, will be, with Silent, obviously Silent being the social media manager. So yes, we can do that. That's, something that, I would like to be able to, do. We don't want to just be randomly each week going, "Oh shit, we need a guest." So you know, we sort of had this planned out that the first three people were going to be Toma, Charming, and Silent. So that, you know, we will be. That will be an easy one.
You know, it makes sense that if we had like a mascot that was kind of like Saint 14, because he refers to everybody as guardians and aura guardians.
He just loves his Saint 14.
He is my favorite character in Destiny. I can, like, headbutt people.
Is that the reason?
Yes.
You watch podcast or I headbutt you.
Guardian, you better watch podcast. I will headbutt you.
Then we had Reach. Could the AG release? Oh, that's Max's question again. Where are we?
Reed.
Where the hell is Reed's question? Oh, there it is.
If AG had its own theme song, what would it be?
Oh, God.
I'm on the moon. It's made of cheese. I don't know what our theme song would be.
Burning down the house. No. No. Ring of Fire. The Friends theme song. My God.
You just gotta get the proper...
Yeah, I was gonna say, you gotta have
the... Right.
The clap in the background.
Hey, I don't have a legit answer for that. There's so many... Comedically... You know, I always joke that everything I do and organize ends up being a burning heap of fire because it's never running smoothly. But...
Oh! I know one.
Oh yes.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. There we go. Oh, or if you wanted it, filthy acts are now at market price. We got to avoid copyright on that one. DMCA sure. On that one. So yeah. We could do filthy acts at a reasonable price.
Yeah.
Or $20 is $20, one of the two.
Oh my God. I don't have a legit answer. There's no legit answer that serves any sort of justice.
Unfortunately, I may not be on the next podcast because Cinder may be here.
Depends.
Depends. You guys might have to deal with Saint 14 for another podcast. I don't know.
So yeah, is there any other questions? I also realized your camera suddenly exploded out of the frame.
Yes, I was going to say that about like 15 minutes earlier, but then I was just like, I'll just let him figure
Why
it out.
Why is it done? Technical difficulties. No.
Did you forget the cropping tool?
No, I did crop it, but now it's just like, oh well, you just, your personality is too big to be put in a box.
Can't be contained.
Exactly. Containment's been breached.
Authorization level 1, containment breach.
God. So
timed command could probably be.
Oh yeah, I probably should turn that off. Yeah. We raised, because I forgot, I've got to add the money from the t-shirt sales to that total that you sent me.
Yes.
It will be over $300 we raised for the Trevor project, so.
Yay.
Very good job, guys. Thank you. You raised a lot of money.
Thank you for anyone who donated to that. Thank you to everyone who participated in that. Also, as a little prize. The person who raised the most money gets to redeem a simple overlay package from the one and only Riley. That person just happens to be on the podcast today. That would be Charming Bowtie. So you need to get in contact with Riley and he can add it to his massive queue of things he's doing at the moment.
I'm not going to say we overwork Riley, but we overwork
him. No, Riley's been super busy with just so many commissions, like, all over the place. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, but we did discuss this, Riley.
Maybe I should order something from Riley that's Saint 14 themed. Oh, just for my stream. Like, just like a little tiny, like, miniature, like, chibi of Saint 14 in the corner of my screen.
Oh my god. So yeah, the only other thing I was going to say is that I got my hands on some merch. So if you want to have a look at the merch on our store, it's available. This one's...
I'm going the wrong way.
This one's not, though, because this is now off the store, but that's the Pride one, which is a really nice blue.
Also, where I was, like, screw this damn logo, I'm gonna go design something new.
Yes, that's what's the I'm also wearing the purple.
I'm gonna go make that a t-shirt, just that quote alone. Just screw this logo, I'm gonna make a new one.
Yeah, there is a match command. Well done, Charming. Merch?
I was just
question mark.
Shit mark?
Merch?
Merch?
The merch is, and I'm not just saying this, the merch, the quality of the merch is really nice too. It's three designs by humans, so it's very, very nice. Lots of different colors too, which is really cool. I also like the one that looks really, really good. Like, they all look good, but the one that stands out really good on black is the one, that one.
That is an old design, and I'm reworking that one.
Yeah, but it's been it's a couple of people have bought that, and it's really, really nice. It looks good, like, it's really it really pops off, especially with color, like black or a dark color.
So what you actually mean, Toma, is the design that's currently there is a limited edition.
Yes,
and you should buy several.
You will no longer be able to get it once Toma updates it. So act now.
Dun,
AG
dun,
fam.
Dun, dun,
merch store.
Dun, 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 dun.
Comes with a three Saint 14 ringtone.
I am not. If somebody requested personal ringtone from Saint 14. Hey, Guardian, your phone is ringing. Answer it. I have to go answer 206.
Oh, God.
I'm stuck in the infinite forest.
So the only other thing I was going to bring up is that we will be getting a second emote for the channel. After last week, we hit it unlocking a second emote slot. It will be flat. Anne is working on it when she gets through her backlog of commissions as well. Our artists are very busy at the moment. It shows how talented they are. Lots of people commissioning.
Stop playing stream captain.
I was going to say, in Anne's case, she needs to switch off stream captain.
Captain.
I love the title, just to segue briefly. I love Anne's titles when it says, occasionally arting. And I go, it's an art. She's like, but it's only occasionally I'm arting. I'm like, you're not arting. You're stream captaining.
And before she comes into the chat, it's like, I feel called out.
Oh, God. So we are onto our next emote slot is 8 subs away, 9 subs away. I think it's 25
also,
sub points.
Please do let me know what tutorials you guys want in the chat. In, like, streamer chat, please. So that way I can figure out what tutorials you guys want things to work with, like getting things working on OBS and stuff. Whether it's plugins or something like that. I need something to write.
Also, if you want to see all these amazing tutorials, they soon will be coming to our website one day in the near future.
You have access to the website too. You can upload them too.
I couldn't even put a page up without it being a problem.
Then again, also, I have to go through and like proofread all of your blog posts and stuff, so.
Oh, shit, I haven't read a blog yet.
Speaking of things we have to do.
There might be a blog on Monday, maybe.
A small setup of RTX Voice. RTX Voice isn't that hard to set up. You just install it, click open the thing.
And select
your, your microphone.
It does the rest.
And then it does everything for you. It's not a hard, it's a very, very simple program. NVIDIA figured out that people not smart don't want set up long thing microphone simple.
Beautiful.
As always.
So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think we're just having a look. So we haven't got any sort of event planned for this month at this stage. The Minecraft server is pretty much the.
I mean, we could do Jackbox this month.
Oh yeah, no, I'm talking like we did with the theme week, or we did fun. No, there'll be lots of little things happening, but we've got no massive thing this month. I think
AG dance off,
gardening competition.
It's just Charming walking up like, are you fertile? I mean, if you want to, on the Aura Guardian server before we launch the Minecraft one, we could go in there and build stuff. So that way, you know, we got it looking pretty like castles and things like that. So that way it's not just vanilla Minecraft, but like we go in there and we like make things look really nice.
Well, I was planning on at least having like
spawn.
Yeah, I was going to say like a spawn area so that it's not just you spawning and there's nothing there. And then people can branch out from that central spawn point. So
yeah, like why don't we get that working and like, you know, start working on it and like build it up, and then we have like this big launch with like banners and everything.
You're gonna say with the band, I'm like, geez, we're going all out.
Yeah, well, let's have a band there just sitting there playing their Minecraft trumpets.
I was gonna say like the Cantina band from Star Wars.
Oh
no, DMCA.
It was underneath 10 seconds. We're fine.
Oh, God.
Fair use.
So, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of little things happening this month. We'll probably have something like an event happening in August. With, you know, but it's nice. We've done sort of 3 months in a row of stuff. Having a month of just a bit chill with a few little activities is probably not a bad thing.
I mean, technically, we do have an AG event planned. That is the movie night.
Yeah, but once again, that's like a small one night. Well, it's going to be a semi-regular thing, you know, once or twice a month or something, maybe. We've got to work out what movie we're going to watch from the weird list of...
We also got to go... eclectic list.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very broad.
And we're going to be transparent with you guys. We've been looking at a lot of peripheral companies to be sponsored by. So that way we can get you guys some stuff.
Yeah.
As well.
We are working on some sponsorship type deals and affiliate type deals in the background. And as we can confirm things, we will announce them. But there's a lot happening in the background. So even when it seems quiet, we are usually working on something in the background. I was just going to check that one thing before I tell people lies about things. So anything you want to say before we wrap up? The silence, is it?
I ditto. Ditto on that one.
I'm just confirming that I
use code AGFAM
for 10% off AG, 10% off AG.
We just axe a member. Boom, you get them. They are yours now.
You can have Cinder. No.
You did show up for the podcast, we asked you.
So yeah, no, we our next emote slot is 9 subs away. That's what I was trying to confirm. I just went out a look before I tell false things. So yeah, all right, well, we will wrap this up. If you want to
also gift to, if you play Destiny, gift 2 subs to any Destiny streamer using the official Destiny 2 extension, and you get a cool emblem and a cool shader that's all purple.
Make sure to link your accounts first.
Yes, make sure you link your accounts. Otherwise, you just gifted 2 subs for no reason. Then you got to gift 2
And
more.
If you don't see the thing in the left-hand side of the stream, try a different browser. because it wasn't working for me.
Shake your computer and hope Chrome. That it comes up.
Use Opera GX.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's got Twitch integration built into it.
So if you haven't already, feel free to join our Discord. That's a good place to hang out and obviously keep up to date with what's happening. We also do have an official Twitter account. So feel free to follow that. That's also a good way to keep up with what's happening in the community. Also, if you want to check out these fine people, here is their links. So this is Toma.
With Andiari.
I was going to say, I fixed that. Let's see if Charmings is right. Yeah. I got it right. And myself. This would probably say Andiari. No. And if you haven't already, make sure you follow this channel. The AuraCast is broadcast once a week, usually on Saturday. Times vary depending on guests. Other than that, it's also goes on to, if you miss it 1 week.
And whether Cinder wants to show up.
Yep, that we're just going to keep shading Cinder like there's no tomorrow. So
I'm going to send an eclipse his way.
No, he's all right. Cinder's all right. He's okay. I have to be nice because Riley's in the chat. If you miss this 1 week, you can check it out on YouTube. It usually goes up the day after it's been broadcast on Twitch. And then, of course, it is also available in an audio format now on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, and on Apple Podcasts. So
somehow they deal with our stuff.
I'm as shocked as anyone is. I hope you think I'm nice. Sure, we'll go with that. You're nice when I need overlays.
You're nice when you're doing something for me.
So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Thank you, Charming, for joining us. Thank you, Toma, for coming in and pretending to be Cinder.
And
Saint 14. this has been the AuraCast Episode 3, and we shall see you next week.
Be safe out there, Guardians.
Oh, God.